General, Mr. President. 9-0.
Hello.
Hello. Nick, I'm getting ready to leave after lunch. I thought I ought to talk to you about two or three things. I believe if I were you, I'd put in a call for these civil rights leaders. Tell them that we, particularly Joe Rao, and maybe he'll get the rest of them, but I think you ought to at least talk to one or two of them, maybe Wilkins and whoever else you think's the best one. Tell them that we're going to have some problems with civil rights legislation. They ought to see it. The question is, how do we meet it? Are they willing to come here and spend some time? We don't want to get blamed like we did 14B for submitting something we can't pass, but when all the Republicans go against us like they did yesterday, united. I talked to Javits, and he just didn't have any answer. He was sitting here with me. He spent an hour with me talking about Latin America. I just said, now, you know damn well Connor don't know anything about civil rights, Negroes in the South, what problems Alabama and Mississippi, and John Doerr and Rams Clark, and Nick Katzenbach, and all of them over there do. Why would you want this incumbent? He just couldn't give me an answer, just playing politics. So I think you ought to tell him that you got trouble. How scare them a little, so in case we do lose, we will have been in the position of having warned them. And I think, too, that this is building up and getting to be pretty bad over the country with these Negroes here in the tents and all the television with the White House in the background, and they're just taking pictures every day and Negroes talking. Now they got disease and it's contagious and infectious. May have a sanitary problem, and they're bringing in more up from Mississippi. I think when we got out of town and the Congress got out of town Friday or Saturday, you ought to talk to Udall and you ought to get you a good doctor and interview the lady who's been hospitalized with this dysentery, whatever it is, and then just ask them to go to a sanitary place and turn them over to some park where the picture's not so bad or something. I don't think they really got any right to be putting tents there, and I think it's pretty bad.
I agree with you. I don't think it helps any. I've always had a slightly different philosophy.
Huh?
I think when they do that, I'm not sure that I agree that it's a good idea to keep tolerating it, Mr. President. We've gone pretty far now. We've got to find some way of, easing them out of there. These are phonies over there. These aren't real, responsible civil rights guys.
Well, I think I'd tell Wilkins that. Just saying how they're talking very disrespectfully about their neighbor across the street, and they're getting in the White House picture, and they're boosting it up, and they all of them getting sick, having doctors, and they better get them another place to park. I talked to Udall, so I wouldn't get in any fight with him in the cabinet and get his ruling and tell him easy, and then if not, just have the police move him.
Yeah. I'd be able to have the Easter eggs out over there, Mr. President. Put 2,000 kids on that bed before that to get rid of them.
I don't know how you can do it without attracting a lot of attention, but
that's pretty hard to. But we'll work on something. At least get you out of town.
Who is this? Is this the John Lewis group?
Yeah, it's the John Lewis group, and some even almost to the left of them. It's SNCC plus Mississippi Freedom Democratic Party people.
Where do they get their money?
Oh, I don't think they've got a lot. They've got some, I think, out of the SNCC thing, and they got some from the churches. bigger bunch of darn fools than some of those church leaders, I don't know. But NAA doesn't want anything to do with them. Same thing's even true about the King's
group. You know, I'm getting awfully cool on our civil rights. I'm just afraid it's going to run our whole program. States are resisting these school regulations. Yeah. I told them to check them out, little Southerners, before they issued them. They said they had.
I talked with Phil Landrum yesterday, and I'm going to have a meeting. I'll talk with Joe on that today. I was just talking with
him. What does Landrum say?
Well, Phil says the problem's in the form, which I'm trying to get. I think to some extent we can get into communication with them and ease some of the problems. And I was trying to work out with John Doerr here, you know, some steps we might take. For example, I think if we can move some of the big school districts down there where I think we can move them into compliance with this, that's, you know, that breaks the solid wall, and I think that helps. If we can get to New Orleans and Savannah and Atlanta and Memphis and Montgomery's pretty much in compliance now, maybe Birmingham, you know, well, then we'd be ahead. Or at least we'd have something.
Give it a little attention during this Easter thing while we got the Congress out of town.
We'll have to give it a lot of attention.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.